Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 670. I'm Dan McNeil. Matt Spiegel's with me. And so is Cubs right fielder Jason Hayward, who joins us right now on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. I guess I should say right fielder, right, Jay? I shouldn't say center fielder. Should I just go with outfielder and cover all the bases?
I'll just go with which one I got more gold gloves at, but you guys can say whatever you want.
That would be right. That would be right. An absolute pleasure to watch you play right field and to play center field, too. I mean, that's where we started. What are your expectations for this year, Jason? Did it change your offseason at all to think about whether you're playing center field or right field coming up here on opening day?
No, I appreciate that, guys. You know, obviously I take a lot of pride out there in helping my team on defense. For me, my offseason expectations are just be ready for whatever. Because there's no way I would have thought, been able to tell you on, January 17th a year ago that I'd be playing that much center field as I did last year. But for me, it was fun. It was a fun challenge. And, when Theo asked me about going out there to play center, I was like, hey, man, I can do it. But just, I'm just going to have to make some adjustments to it and get comfortable out there again. I think he saw that, and our guys on the team saw that, I'm going to do whatever I can, like we said, that, just go out there, help my team on defense and be ready for wherever is best for our outfield.
Jason, when the season ended and you guys went home, which you are not accustomed to, how long did it take you to get that taste out of your mouth?
For me, it's right away, right away for me. And when I say that is, put that behind you, but also put that in your pocket. You think about that in the off season when you're going, through your workouts and whatnot. But you don't sweat it. You don't let it get you down, especially not someone like myself who's seen more teams than not go to the postseason. Like even getting to the postseason seven times, only winning one World Series, obviously. So you just got to move on to baseball pretty quickly, I say. But don't forget it, obviously, and kind of keep your group together and make sure everybody knows, hey, this was a good time to relax, get back to our families, have some fun in the off season and rest, but take advantage of this downtime to get ready to go and have a better season next year.
See, he's an adult, Mac. We're not used to that necessarily with the emotional volatility of athletes and sports in general. How much of that, Jason, do you end up kind of sharing with teammates, or is it not spoken quite in a direct way, but that sense of kind of emotionally staying steady every day, the way that you're talking about the offseason, it might as well be talking about in the middle of a slump or in the middle of a losing streak or a winning streak like that. How do you share that with your teammates along the way?
Yeah, I feel like those are conversations you have throughout the season. And what's great about this group is, we don't just have one person to say that stuff. We got a lot of guys that understand it. But, someone like myself may, say it a little more than the next. But just because, I feel like I get to see a lot of it from the outside looking in at these guys, man, because we've got a great group of guys, obviously, that have done a lot of things in the game and very early in their career. So it's been fun to watch them grow into themselves and come out and help this ball club in this city. But, yeah, sometimes you just give each other reminders, man, that, there's only a certain amount of things you can control. And I think the best thing for us out of these, last few seasons is that we could say we left it all on the field and we did our best to go out there and try and make it the postseason.
How excited are you about getting back together with Rossi?
Oh, that's a lot of fun for me. It's only – I feel like I can compare that to a moment that I had my first year, in Atlanta opening day. Chipper's talking to me before the game. He's like, hey, 60 feet, 6 inches, 90 foot between the bases, blah, 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 same game. And then I get out on deck, and after being down 3-0, we tie it up 3-3, and I'm thinking, all right, he scores the third run. He's walking by me on deck. I'm thinking he's just going to give me a nice, hey, come on, kid, good luck, blah, blah, whatever. He's like, nah, let's go. He's like, let's go. So I'm like, all right, I'm watching my baseball card, come talk to me you know, on the field, and I'm 20 years old. But for me, with Rossi, man, it's like it's going to be like seeing a baseball card out there, because I've seen him, you know, obviously on the field and seen what he does to a clubhouse as a player and a teammate. But as a manager, I knew these are qualities he could bring every day. So for me, it's going to be cool to call him a manager, but also someone that, you know, I've been to battle with.
You know, he's got this reputation as grandpa and all cute and cuddly, but he's a hard ass, isn't he, Jason? It's like he's got this air about him that makes people want to be accountable. And it's like he just kind of has that thing, which is probably what's made him a real good teammate, a good veteran in a lot of clubhouses. And I think that presence might be something you guys really benefit from in that room. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like that's so spot on, and I feel like that's a perspective everybody doesn't get to see of him, you know, as far as the fans go, because, you know, obviously – you know, you can't ignore Dancing with the Stars, but also just, you know, the fun that we had, you know, his last couple of years here, you know, Grandpa Rossi and him coming through in big moments and whatnot. But, no, he's not, as we keep saying, you know, on the baseball side, he's not always just fun and games. And, you know, but the fact that he has a relationship with, you know, a lot of us is a good thing, because he knows which buttons to push. He knows that we understand that he wants to go out there and win and always try to do so on the ball field. So I feel like that's something that works in his advantage with us.
It's a fine line between making you guys as players comfortable and making you so comfortable that a little bit of complacency creeps in. It's a little bit crept in, it seemed like, last year down the stretch. Is that fair?
Oof, I don't know about complacency on our end as players, bro. we were pretty much fighting out there for our lives. You know, we had Willie go down, we had Javi go down, you know, Rizzo, you know, big scare. You know, with us, but him, you know, fighting through that, man. So I definitely wouldn't say that, you know, that we got complacent. But I would say one thing is, as far as the experience goes, when you have a group of guys that come up young together and they accomplish a lot of things together, like, that's all they know. So I would say if there's any complacency, it's only because they don't know anything besides making it to the postseason. And I feel like, you know, not making it to the postseason for the first time in their careers is a good reality check.
Jason, upper management has suggested pretty strongly more group activities, more group discussion, more chatter around the batting cage, less individual work. Did you see that as a problem that was causing dysfunction last year in your clubhouse?
Man, it's just, you know, it's really hard to describe to someone what our day is like playing for this team in the major leagues, because the day game schedule, the night game schedule, you know, coming back off the road after a night game and playing day game here, whatever. You know, these are different scenarios that, you know, that are really tough to get group things together. But, you know, obviously it can be done, and, you know, that's something that I feel like, yeah, I wouldn't say a problem, but something that you would like to have more of. But, you know, you got to make adjustments. And one thing works a certain way for a certain group in a certain year or a certain couple years. But over time in this game, you got to make adjustments, and you can't treat every season the same.
You know what you're hearing in questions like these, Jason, is guys like us trying to figure out if there's more that can come from this group, you know, like if you guys can be better. And here we are. The offseason has not had a lot of change. We've had a couple people walk away, but not a lot of additions. And I think for you guys to be better, you guys are going to have to play better. Can you?
I think we can play better. But I feel like that's obviously going to be up to us. How are we going to use these experiences that we've got? You know, how are we going to use the disappointment of not making the postseason? It's all about how we come in and show up to work, and I feel like that'll be a, you know, obviously a true testament of, you know, how we all feel about it and how hard we want to work to get past where we did last year. But I guess, you know, again, that for me, that still goes back to not have, you know, missing the postseason until this past year for a lot of these guys. So just how do you handle it? You know, what you going to do about it?
You know, Theo was with us earlier today, and others have talked about how last year, if anybody thinks spring training was all about just going through the motions, that was wrong. And we were out there for a week of it, and we saw it. You guys had the game faces on, and it was shocking to see the start go as badly as it did, and not against great teams. But you guys recovered. You recovered by the middle of May enough to make a run at it. I think there was 10 straight series where you were 9-0-1 or something like that over a good stretch, and then the wheels fell off. But anybody who wants to say that team went through the motions, they should have been there to see more of it and hear more of it.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, the thing is, you know, every team has their own things they got to get over. Everybody has the hurdles that you got to get past, you know, whatever it is. And for us, you know, we had some injuries last year, and this is not by any means an excuse. you know, and we had, you know, Zoe, you know, having to take some family time as well. But when you can't get everybody together, you know, enough, you know, to get the gel to be all the way there, then it's kind of hard to make that last push because, yeah, obviously, you know, everyone wants to say you need to start well, and that's a big part of, you know, making the postseason, which it is. But we very, very well could have made the postseason last year, but I feel like we had some untimely injuries. And, you know, our pitching staff and those guys, you know, they went through some injuries as well. And, you know, like you said, we had some good runs in there, but it just to get a little more consistency, you got to have everybody together for a little bit longer than me.
Hey, Jason, you ever hear a trash can get banged on before a pitch when you were at a game in Houston? I mean, like, did you guys talk about this stuff? This stuff that has come out, how much of a surprise has it been to you?
You know, for us, since we haven't been together, honestly, you know, we haven't, you know, too much talked about that or text about it like that. But just, I would say, if anything, through the baseball world, it's kind of like, for us, you know, it's, I don't want to say must-see TV, but it's just something new, you know, new out of the ordinary for us. Obviously, in the offseason, a lot of us, I feel like we don't really tune in until moves start getting made, right? You know, we got families and, you know, stuff we got to do for our bodies, whatnot, travel, you know, whatever. But when you see stuff like this come up, it's just kind of like, all right, well, you know, we hadn't seen this before. You know, this is kind of new. And, I mean, I feel like that's just what it is. It's just brand new stuff. And, you know, for me, you know, as far as trash cans go, I've heard a trash can be banged on before in a dugout, but it wasn't because somebody was trying to say what was coming. It's because they're pissed off about striking out in a big spot or whatever it is like that. So, like I said, this is you know, something new for baseball to have to talk about. And, you know, it's just like anything else in history. You know, you think you've seen it all, and then you haven't.
Well, you should have been here when Zambrano was still going. He is the all-time king of water cooler destroyers, unbeaten. Are you offended by guys cheating electronically? Does that offend you from an ethics standpoint?
Offended? I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough. I'll just say this on it. You know, a lot of things that happen in the game, you know, they affect people's, you know, careers and whatnot, right? So, you know, if anything that, you know, comes out, whether, I don't know, whether it's, you know, substances, whether it's cheating, whether it's whatever, I don't, whatever you want to call it, you know, no, it kind of sucks to see the effects of that. You know, people lose jobs sometimes over that kind of stuff. So if anything, when you talk about a profession and something that we do for a living, and we, you know, got to take care of families on, it's tough to see that be affected by something that may not be true.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. One guy that I've thought about through all of this is Yu Darvish. It's just like, you know, how tough a World Series he had, how hard his next season was, how much he had to do soul searching and physically and, you know, intellectually, like he's talked about. It's like it can really mess with guys. And if it wasn't for the right reasons, it just feels so wrong.
Yeah. I mean, there's no getting away from it. You know, it is what it is. You know, I don't pass any judgments or anything like that. You know, because I'm not there. You know, I was on my team in my situation in my spot. But no, absolutely. When you get to play with somebody, obviously, you know, get to play with you and see how his career. I mean, very easily. You know, obviously, I feel like a lot of people gave him some, you know, heck for Game 7. But it is what it is, man. Like, we competed. You know, this happened. It's unfortunate, but we got to move forward. We got to go play baseball.
Jason, thanks a bunch for the visit. Enjoy your time at the convention this weekend. We'll see you in spring training, I hope.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Jason, thank you.
Jason Hayward, Cubs right fielder, number 22, a man with big muscles and a 31-inch waist.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.